is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A hearse carrying Alexei Navalny's body has just arrived at a church in Moscow, where a funeral service is being held for the opposition leader 2 weeks to the day he died in a Russian prison. One mourner in attendance says she was afraid to be there, but realized she had to speak up. More from correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Russian police gathered around the site and placed metal barriers there, and authorities have warned people not to protest his death. There were also reports cell and internet services were cut off. Navalny's supporters say Russian officials even tried to thwart their attempts to hire a hearse to transport his body.
A life-threatening blizzard is strengthening over California, Sierra Nevada. Highway Patrol's DeMarcus Lack helped one driver whose truck rolled over in the snow.
He failed to adjust his speed for the road and weather conditions, and then as such, he lost control of his vehicle.
Up to 12 feet could fall there over the weekend. A rare blizzard warning is in effect. In the nation's capital, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing it'll be business as usual at federal agencies.
Mr. President, I'm happy to inform the American people there will be no government shutdown on Friday.
A short-term spending measure easily cleared the two-thirds majority needed in the Republican-controlled House. It'll keep some offices operating through March 8th, others through the 22nd. The largest wildfire in Texas state history has now killed two people in the panhandle and left behind scorched prairie, dead cattle, and burned out homes like Tyler McCain's in Fritch.
Well, it was here and then it wasn't. Everything happened really quick.
Crews are still struggling to control the flames before higher temperatures and stronger winds return. A new study in The Lancet finds the obesity rates are soaring in the U.S. They more than doubled in men to about 42% and doubled to almost 44% among women from 1990 to 2022. In children, they rose more than 11% to around 20%. Lead author Majid Azadi.
Age of gaining weight is getting earlier and earlier. There is going to be generations that will be affected by this.
The number of obese people globally now tops a billion. Shares of Weight Watchers International lost 18% of their value after the company lost a celebrity spokeswoman.
I lost 26 pounds and I have eaten bread every single day.
Oprah announcing she's leaving the board of directors. She recently gave partial credit to a weight loss drug for her dramatic slim down. S&P futures are down 9, Dow futures off 86. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Boogiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 111-99. How nice was it to see the Bucks pass the ball around on offense? Doc Rivers.
It sure is nice. You need your stars to be the guys to make the right plays, and they did that. So Giannis and Dame started it. And, you know, Brooke tonight, extra passes. Bobby, extra passes. Pat Connaughton walked by me in the third quarter and said, is this what you mean by good to great?
College hoops. The Badgers men's team hosts number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon at the
Kohl Center. Women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark announcing she will enter the WNBA draft this year. Baseball, the Brewers beat by the Rangers 7-5. The NFL scouting combine continues in Indy. Clemson defensive back Nate Wiggins, ranked one of the best, asked if he'd been interviewed yet by Green Bay.
The Packers, yes, sir. Their defense is like what I like. Man-to-man, press man, following the best receiver, lock him up. That's what I like to do.
Defensive back Nate Wiggins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny with a high up to near 50 today. The wind out of the south at 10 to 20 with an occasional gust up to 25 at times. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. By Sunday, sunshine with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. You're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face and make me pretty? Just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. But if a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside. Across the sea into my soul. Cannot hide, setting my feet upon the road. My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine.
At WRJN Radio, it's a Friday.
When I was young, I thought of growing old, of what my life would mean to be. But I have followed down my chosen road, I only wished what I could be. Give me a lace, I'm down the road that I must travel.
Hey, it's 6:09 now, WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 46. Cloudy tonight, lows 35. Sunshine Saturday with a high near 52. It gets better. Sunday, sunny with a high near 61. Even with a 61 on Sunday, I wouldn't put my snow shovels and salt away yet. I just have a bad feeling about the rest of March. Although, you know, spring is coming up in 3 weeks. It'll be springtime. Don't you love it? Heard the birds singing this morning. I was trying to translate. I think the bird was saying, where is spring? Where is spring? But I really did hear birds singing when I left this morning. And that was like at 10 after 5, so. Okay, here's what's coming up today. We got the Bucks at Chicago to play the Bulls tonight, 8:30 on WRJN Radio. Got some tickets to give away to Cast and Crown to the State Fair. We also have a special auction. We're going to tell you about it at 7:06 with Rick Teller from the Racine Police Department. It has to do with the Royal Family Kids Camp. And we've got tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game to auction off. And we'll tell you all about that coming up. It's real easy to make bids to. We made it so simple for you. Even I was able to figure it out. Hey, good morning. Glad to be. I hope all you leaplings yesterday had a nice birthday. Because you're only going to get one of those for the next 4 years. Those poor people born on February 29th, they never get to celebrate their birthday on that day, except that once every 4 years, leap year. So the leaplings yesterday, hope they all had nice birthdays. That's really nice. Okay, we've got some tickets to State Fair to give away in just a couple of minutes from now. We have different tickets to State Fair to give away next week. And we also have tickets to give away to the to the Racine Theater Guild. I had a cough there for a second. Racine Theater Guild. So, we've got a lot of stuff to give away. Let's get to some of our stuff right now. If you want to be cool, you've got to act like you just don't care, but only to a point. Zara is selling women's jeans that look like they've been balled up in the corner of your bedroom for a month. They're called Wrinkle Effect Jeans. You cannot iron the wrinkles out. They're permanent. It's supposed to look like that. And when they say wrinkly, we mean every square inch is wrinkly. Thank goodness there's no men's version of that. We have our own version. We ball our own pants up and throw them in the corner, don't iron them. All right, happy 25th birthday. We're talking about leaplings yesterday. Happy 25th birthday to Mary Forsyth of Oklahoma. It's technically her 25th birthday, but she actually turned 100 years old yesterday. She's one of the oldest leap day babies in the world, born February 29th, 1924. Meanwhile, yesterday, leapers were celebrating on a cruise in the Bahamas. They're still there, by the way. They also did it back in 2020. Around 70 people signed up for this time. Some have never met another Leap Day baby before, but now they're all leaplings, and they're all on the ship together. Only one-fourth their age, technically, right? Do you remember we talked about this yesterday? Wendy's was going to raise prices on certain items during the rush hour. Remember that? Well, now Wendy's is denying that they're going to do surge pricing, but they say their new digital menu boards will allow them to reduce prices in slow times. Not raise them. Reduce them. Some people are skeptical when they read that. I guess the CEO came out and said, yeah, we're going to raise prices during certain times. So if you come during slower times, you'll pay less price. But now they had to walk that back. And say, no, we're not raising prices, we're lowering prices. So that means if I'm in line, I could pay $3 for a sandwich, or $4 for a sandwich, and the guy behind me could pay $3 for the same sandwich if they just change the board just before, you know, he gets there. That's not fair. Hey, if you're on X or, you know, Twitter, you may have noticed this, but according to a new report, it's becoming a ghost town of actual human beings. It's packed with bots that are talking to other bots and liking other bots' posts. They want to make it look busy so it's not, you know, a ghost town, which it is. I don't know anybody on Twitter, except my mother was on Twitter when she was alive. But that's the only person I ever knew that was ever on Twitter. I don't think my daughter's on. I don't think anybody I know is on Twitter. All right, we have so many entertainment choices these days. It's not hard to believe that the 10 most watched TV finales of all time are at least 20 years old now. See, it's hard to get everybody to watch one show because there are so many choices out there. We spread it too thin. But back 20 years ago, we basically had over-the-air television and some cable channels of no interest whatsoever. Mental Floss put together a list of the 10 finales and how many people watched them when they were first aired, which used to be a thing you had to do back in caveman times. Remember that? You had to watch those finales. All right, number 10 was Home Improvement from 1999. That only had 35.5 million. It's a lot of people, but Number nine was Family Ties from 1989. All in the Family's finale, 1979. The Cosby Show, 1992. Magnum P.I. came at number six from 1988. Friends from 2004, number five. The big Seinfeld finale, I remember that. You know, there's a story about that. That was the night Frank Sinatra had his heart attack. And because Seinfeld's finale was on, everybody was home watching it, so the ambulance was able to get through Los Angeles in no traffic and get him to the hospital. You know, he passed away anyway, but that's because everybody was home watching that Seinfeld finale. 76.3 million people. Here's one I remember when I was a little kid. From 1967, The Fugitive, 78 million people. That's when David Janssen, who played Dr. Richard Kimball, that's when he finally found the one-armed man he saw leaving the scene of his crime who murdered his wife. You know, nobody believed there was a one-armed man, but he finally caught him. And I think it was at an amusement park. And the one-armed man, who really was an actor with one arm, by the way, fell and got killed. And the last scene is Richard Kimball walking away, a free man, not being chased anymore. They made a movie about it with Harrison Ford. But the Fugitive TV series was so good. Number two on the list of most watched finales, Cheers from 1993, 80 million. Now, to give you an idea how far and away number one is, Cheers was number two with 80 million. The number one at 105.9 million. The last finale, Goodbye, I think it was called Goodbye, Farewell, Amen. I think that's what it was called. It was MASH. 1983. I didn't like that finale, but in retrospect, it was really good. I wanted to see them go home, land on U.S. soil, but you can't. You couldn't take them out of Malibu Beach where they filmed it. They had to stay in Malibu. If you go online, you can actually see the set on the Malibu Beach. That's where they filmed the TV show. But yeah, it was in retrospect, it was a good choice. You know, a lot of people didn't like the Seinfeld finale. I did, because they all their selfish deeds came to haunt them in the end. Every selfish thing they ever did in life came back at them, and they wound up in jail, all the four of them. And the best part is, the last line of the show was also the first line of the series. They did complete circle, and so Jerry was talking about buttons or whatever. And that was at the beginning and also at the end. But there, all those selfishness over all those 9 years or whatever it was caught up to them, and they all wound up in jail together. I never saw any of the... So the only ones I saw, Fugitive, MASH, and Seinfeld. I didn't see any of the others. I may have seen All in the Family. I don't remember it. That's not the one where Edith passed away, was it? I don't think so. Anyway, showbiz news. Real quickly, a teaser for the remake of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is now available for viewing. They had to remake that. And the Naked Gun reboot with Liam Neeson playing the, he's playing the role of, Leslie Nielsen. He's playing that role. So Liam Neeson is doing the Leslie Nielsen role, scheduled for July of 2025 release. All right, there you go. That's some of the stuff going on this morning. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 46 degrees. Getting better. Cloudy, lows 35 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 52. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 61. What a weekend to get out and do what you got to do. We have Rick Teller coming in, Deputy Chief of the Racine Police Department. He'll be talking about that special summer camp for kids and how you can help out. That's at 7:06. The Bucks at Chicago. They'll take on the Bulls 8:30 tonight here at WRJN Radio. And we've got tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fair. That's coming up in just a moment here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday morning. I'm Don Rosen. And I can say something I forgot I was going to say. That comes with age, just forgetting. All right, we've got tickets to give away to Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up shortly. Man, you can win a pair. We have a couple more pair to give away. How many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, we have just a couple of pair to give away. Feeling down? Here's a trick called the 5-to-1 ratio, a key to keeping everyone happy and satisfied in personal and professional relationships. Basically, for every one negative reaction you have or interaction you have, you need 5 positive ones. And the positive ones don't have to be big things either. Just a smile, a joke, that's enough. So if you have a negative interaction with somebody today, just think of 5 positive things and you'll get right by it. 5 = 1, wow. Remember when Jerry Seinfeld dumped a girl over how she ate her peas at dinner? Remember that? She ate them one at a time. And it drove him nuts. We dumped her. 2/3 of single people say they've dumped someone over a highly specific turnoff. Here are the top deal breakers. We dump somebody over. Pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than they really are. Being rude to waiters. Living in filth. That would turn me off. Being overbearing and rude in general. Dirty fingernails. Being too clingy, bad teeth, being a loud talker. Remember on Seinfeld, they had the soft talker? Talk like that, and they couldn't understand her. Then they had the close talker. Remember, he went right up to your face and started talking? They had the soft talker, and they had the close talker. Chewing with your mouth open and talking about yourself in the third person. They also had that on Seinfeld. Remember Jimmy? He talked about himself in the third person. All right, enough with Seinfeld. A woman on Reddit posted a letter a DoorDash driver left her in the mailbox. This is really sweet. I like this. He thanked her for a generous tip she left on Christmas Eve. She left a $100 tip on a $60 order. They said they had been delivering food since losing their job last fall, and the tip was so out of nowhere, they couldn't stop crying. See how you affect somebody's life by just being a little generous? You could change somebody's life. They could have more hope in the human race. They could feed themselves. I think we take for granted all the good things we have and the stuff people don't have. All right. Oh, I feel teary-eyed. Want to get plastered? Missouri's Jefferson County Sheriff's Office put out a call for drinkers who are interested in boozing up at the station and helping officers with field sobriety testing. A lot of people volunteered. They'll give you all the booze, then you got to sit through the testing process, and hopefully get you a ride home. They're not going to make you drive home. One of the things I dislike about flying is those reclining seats. You know, I'm 6'3", and even if you're, 5'2", there's not a lot of room for your knees back there. And then somebody puts the seat back, and they crush your kneecaps. I mean, you need knee replacement surgery when you get off that plane. So here's what one of the airlines is doing. They're phasing out reclining seats, as it looks like it anyway. They don't mention the name of the airline. No, they don't mention it. They just say one of the airlines might be phasing out reclining seats. Oh, I hope they do. There's no reason to recline those seats. They don't give you any room. How could you recline? There's nothing there. The Flintstones. This is odd but true, and I remember this. The Flintstones promoted Winston cigarettes through its first two seasons with commercials that aired during the show, and it showed the characters smoking Winston cigarettes. I know it's shocking to believe today, but the Flintstones were smoking cigarettes. I remember when everybody promoted cigarettes on TV. I have on my Dick Van Dyke DVDs, Dick Van Dyke doing a promo for the cigarettes that they were promoting on the Dick Van Dyke Show, the advertising. And they'd show him with a cigarette, you know, puffing and saying, that's good taste. Same thing on the Ed Sullivan Show. I remember Kent Cigarettes was a sponsor. And they would show the people smoking the cigarettes, and hard to believe today, huh? The record for the most flowers sold in a single day. You might remember the date, August 17th, 1977, the day after Elvis died. More flowers were sold on that day than any other day in history. A study in 2010 found money can buy happiness after all, but you got to make about $75,000 a year. A study found there might not be an upper limit, though. More money equals more control over your life, no matter how much you make. And a guy got dumped by his girlfriend, and on the same day she moved out, he hit the lottery for $4 million. No word if she turned around and came back and says, I forgive you. For $4 million? Okay. All right. It's 626 at WRJN Radio. Time to give away some tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. WRJN is welcoming CCM powerhouse Casting Crowns to the State Fair main stage on Monday, August 5th. Join us for an evening filled with powerful and soul-stirring artistry that will lift your spirit. Also joining Casting Crowns, on the main stage will be fellow CCM star Torrin Wells. That's contemporary Christian music star Torrin Wells. Tickets are on sale at wystatefair.com. But right now, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. If you want the tickets, give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Last week, somebody said the phone number way too fast. But you can remember it easy because it's 262-634-WRJN. There was a time we didn't have to give the area code in there. You can dial it without the area code, but you can't do that anymore. I think you have to put the area code in from now on. All right, I'll say it one more time, real slow. 262-634-9756. I've got the phone lines open now, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give the first two callers tickets, all right? We got a couple of pair today to give away. So call in right now, and I'll give the first two callers. Now, if one person calls in, you get a busy signal. We only have one line. So just wait and call back again, and I'll get you those tickets, right? 262-634-9756, and we'll send you to the State Fair to see Casting Crowns. That's in August. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're talking about it right now. With spring just 3 weeks away, it's still winter. We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair. All right. I forgot almost. Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org. That was loud. All right, I'm going to get to the phones in just a moment here. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. I got the two pair of tickets waiting for you right here. We're going to give away one pair and then another pair. In just a moment at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
When you're thinking about what to make for dinner, do you consider cow tongue, liver, or kidneys? Probably not, but these guts are highly sought after in other countries. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, explains how they're working to create new market opportunities for Wisconsin agriculture.
You know, it's checkoff dollars that support this, leveraged with MAP and FMD funds from the USDA, and then industry dollars we put in. And industry dollars meaning if we go into Walmart, say in Mexico, and we tell them we want to do a promotion, they'll match or double. A lot of times they'll double them dollars. So we can get a 24-to-1 return on checkoff dollars, which is one of the highest in the industry, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of how we can leverage our dollars and are broad-based in multiple countries around the world.
That was Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier. Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 417, up 1 1/4. New crop corn is trading at 463.5, up 1/4. Cash soybeans are trading at 1139.75, that's up 11.5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1140.25, and that's up 7 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 577.5, up 6.5 cents. And July new crop wheat is trading at 576.75, down 2.5 cents. On the dairy side of things, April Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1713, that's down 4 cents. And May milk is trading at 1755, down 22 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 165, down 2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 160.5, that was down a penny. And the double A butter closed down 3.5 cents at 276.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mostly sunny with a high up to near 50 today. The wind out of the south at 10 to 20 with an occasional gust up to 25 at times. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, sunny, 55 by Sunday, sunshine with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Although I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What the hell's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I give or how much I can take. Just to reach you, just to reach you, oh, to reach you. To sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you.
It's 6:37 at WRJN Radio. It's sunny and 33 degrees. What a beautiful morning out there. Wow. I just stuck my beak out the door, and I got to tell you something. What a crisp, clear morning. Even though it's 33 degrees, it's beautiful. Take a walk before you go to work this morning. Might improve your attitude. It's really beautiful. It's amazing what the world is, huh? Yeah. Increasing cloudiness, though, today. Highs near 46, cloudy, lows 35 tonight, sunny on Saturday and Sunday with a high 52 tomorrow, and 61 on Sunday. Again, sunshine, clear, crisp, 33 degrees right now. The Bucks in Chicago will take on the Bulls 8:30 on WRJN Radio. Speaking about the Bucks, we've got tickets to auction off all this month, and the Bucks-Celtics game, but it's for a good cause, and I'll tell you about it coming up at 7:06 this morning. It's real simple. On how to place your bids, too. They couldn't have made it any simpler. I figured it out this morning. I tried it this morning. And I did it. And if I can do it, you, a toddler, can do it. Alrighty, it's 6:38 now. A woman just posted on TikTok about how her ancestry DNA test showed her father, get this, wasn't actually her father. Imagine finding that out. Her biological father turned out to be an old family friend who's now a billionaire with a B. But he says, you know, but she says he didn't want anything to do with her, didn't want to talk to her. Wow, you find out your father's a billionaire. Whoa, that's an old family friend. What was that about? I want to hear the backstory on that. I want the Dateline episode on that. Half of people say they're willing to tell their coworkers how much money they make. And the younger someone is, the more likely there is to discuss salaries at work. Should never do that. Because you'll find out the person working across from you doing the same exact job is making more than you. And you won't like that. Trust me, you won't like that. A survey asked whose relationship advice you trust more, someone who's in a long-term relationship and has never been through a breakup, or someone who's been through lots of breakups. 32% pick the long-term relationship person. 17% want the breakup person. 51% said, eh, not sure. Yeah, if you're going through a breakup, you want the breakup person to help you out. If you're going through a little relationship problem, maybe the relationship people. People online are calling this hack a genius. I agree. Listen to this. If you can get away with it and not tip off the person, this is good. Some TikToker says anytime she can't remember someone's name, she throws out this fake factoid. Did you know it's really hard to say your own name three times fast because you're not used to saying it? And you get the person to say their name three times fast. Isn't that just genius? How many times have you run up to somebody and you don't know their name and you don't want to say, you know, I know you've introduced yourself 12 times to me, but your name doesn't ring a bell and I can't remember it. I mean, you don't want to do that. It's embarrassing. That's good. I bet you can't say your name three times fast. I'm going to use that from now on. I'll use it with Rick Teller when he gets in, our guest at 7:06. Rick, I can't remember your name. Can you say it three times fast? That's good. A poll on retroactivities found 7% of people have never used a printer. 10% have never used a wall calendar. We got a wall calendar here. You know what? It's been here since November 1st, and I never noticed it. It's actually set to February, so I don't know who's doing it. Lou Regani must be changing that calendar, or somebody, or Stuart J. Waddles, because I haven't changed it. So somebody's working that wall calendar. 11% have never purchased a newspaper. And 33% have never typed on a typewriter. You know what I found in the basement here? I think it's probably still here. It's a real old manual typewriter. It's like the type you see in a 1930s movie when the guy's in the newsroom typing the newspaper. It was downstairs in the basement. When I first came here, Gary Sewer, our news director, was using a typewriter. I think it gave him heart shock when we went to electric. And then computers, because a lot of people, you know, a computer keyboard is like a typewriter, except it's very soft. But yeah, a lot of people have never done that. And a lot of people have never used a rotary dial phone or even seen one in person. Isn't that scary? Boy, I feel old. A new study out of China says there's a link between sugar-sweetened beverages and male pattern baldness. I don't believe that. Researchers found that men who indulge in just one soda per day had a 50% higher risk of hair loss. That study came out of China, so you know. Think of it what it's worth. 80% of people would consider working remotely from a vacation if it meant they can extend the length of their trip. Really? I remember once I was on vacation. I forget where we were. I think we were going out to Mount Rushmore, my wife and I. And we were in Austin, Minnesota. I remember the exact place I was. We were in Austin, Minnesota. And somebody from the radio station called me and asked me a question. And I did something I regretted and I had to apologize for. I yelled at him. I said, I'm on vacation. There are people there you can ask that question to. You don't have to ask me. You know I'm on vacation. And then I came back and apologized. I felt terrible. I yelled at him. Yeah, when you're on vacation, do you really want to work? That's the whole purpose of vacation, getting away from work. So what did you build in your backyard for your kids? Kim Kardashian built a shopping mall in her backyard for her kids, complete with a Starbucks. I guess her kids drink coffee? Or is that for Kim? She built a shopping mall in her backyard for her kids. We did a story not too long ago about a guy who built a roller coaster for his kids in the backyard. That's kind of nice. I don't know if kids want a shopping mall, but a roller coaster? I remember when I wanted to get it was like a mini bike, they call motorbike. It was a little tiny blue mini bike. All the kids had them. My mother wouldn't let me have one because she was afraid I would get hurt. So all the kids had them, and I couldn't get one. And my father said to me, well, where are you going to ride it if I get you one? I said, I'll ride in the street. He said, you can you do that. I said, well, Glenn is riding his in the street. And it's, you know, you come back and say, well, Glenn is wrong. You can't ride them in the street. And I said to him, we'll build a track in the backyard. And I'll ride like a stock car track, you know, with stock cars going around. We'll do that. And he didn't answer me. And needless to say, I never got that mini bike. It's funny how you never forget certain things in life. They scar you for the rest of your life. That kind of scarred me.
All right. Anyone, do you have a worse first kiss story than this? This is a, you know, do you remember your first kiss? I remember my first kiss with my wife. I can't remember the first kiss I ever gave somebody. I think I do. Yeah, I think I do. I don't know if she was the first one. Yeah, I think she was. Anyway, this is the worst one I ever heard. A model made out with a guy for the first time. He accidentally bit the tip of her tongue off. A doctor had to sew it back together. Hope your first kiss was better than that. What was he doing, chomping down on her tongue when they were kissing? That is the worst first kiss story I ever heard. I never required you to watch a video before, but this one you should probably watch. Have you seen the videos of the doggy daycare bus picking up dogs in Alaska? I just saw this. They wait outside and know how to board the bus and find the seat of their own. Like little kids going to school. Then they sit in the seats, and when they get to their daycare center, the doggy daycare center, they get off one at a time and follow the bus driver's instructions, and they each empty their seats one at a time. There was one dog that was a little more anxious, but she said, stay, and he did. And they leave the bus one at a time to go into doggy daycare. It's like kids going to kindergarten on a school bus. You got to see this video. Just put dogs on bus, and you'll see it. It's really amazing how they follow instructions. Speaking about vacation, 61% of people say they've done this on vacation. They didn't really want to, but they did it just to post on social media. Have you ever done something on vacation that you didn't want to do, but you wanted to put it on social media so everybody can see you doing it? On a related note, there's a list of 40 perks of traveling alone. They sound great to some people, not me. Doing what you want to do when you want to do it, eating where you want to eat, and you can be as sociable or as antisociable as you want to be if you travel alone. Of course, that goes for the same thing, living alone. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I don't know if I'd want to be traveling alone. I love traveling with my wife because she's a navigator. She sets up all these places we have to go, how to do it, where we're going to go, what time we're supposed to be there. She's a wonderful navigator. And so I wouldn't dream of going without her. I'd get lost. A song called Rockin' Steady by an artist named D.A. made the Billboard Bubbling Under the Hot 100 chart for 3 weeks in June of 1979. Now, Bubbling Under the Top 100 is a DJ term. It means it may have come out like 100, 102 on the charts, but it was bubbling under the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 3 weeks in June of 1979. It was just on the verge of being a top 100 hit. Now, listen to this. No one has ever been able to find a copy of that song or any information about the artist D.A. Some people believe it never even existed. Well, how did it get on the Billboard charts if it never existed? That's weird, huh? All right, let's give away. We got a couple of tickets to give away now. More to Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair. They're coming to the main stage on Monday, August 5th. Monday, August 5th, the State Fair. CCM Powerhouse Casting Crowns. You want a pair? I think today's the last day we're giving them away. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll open the phone line there and give a call if you want the tickets. Pair of tickets to Casting Crowns on the main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's kind of neat. All right. 262-634-9756. And by the way, that spells 262-634-WRJN. So give a call, we'll get you the tickets. It's that simple. 648 at WRJN, hometown radio refreshed as Civic Media Station. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 46, sunny tomorrow with a high near 52, 52 tomorrow, and sunny on Sunday with a high near 61. Right now it's sunny and 33 degrees, a beautiful, cool, crisp morning. 648 at WRJN. You know what I did? I didn't look at the clock. I think I got, do I have another minute? No, okay, we're good. I think we're good here. Here's the break.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. All around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and
It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed. Increasing clouds, highs near 46 today. Cloudy lows about 35 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, gorgeous day. Highs near 52. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 61. Right now, the sun is shining. A cool, crisp morning at 33 degrees. Tonight, the Bucks will be in Chicago to play the Bulls 8:30 on WRJN Radio. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get some Bucks Celtic tickets. The whole VIP treatment is coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN Radio. Guy breaks into a business last week, and while he was on the inside, for some reason, he Xeroxed his face, and he left the copy behind. Cops know who he looks like, and they tracked him down, and he's arrested for being stupid. All right. Even if you work somewhere that's business casual, or doesn't have a dress code, there's still stuff off limits. And here's what people said are off limits. Inappropriate things to wear. Ripped jeans, leggings, and very tall, high heels. I guess that's probably right at the office. All right, you got your kid a smartphone? Luckily, my daughter was not of smartphone age when she was a teenager, so I didn't have to worry about this. What's the right age for a kid to get a smartphone? According to this survey, most people think it's between 12 and 16 years old. That sounds about right. Yeah, 4% of people think kids should get a cell phone before they're 10. Really? 8% say they shouldn't get one until they're 18 years old or even later. Probably be a good idea, but I don't think that's going to work. Let's see what else I got for you here this morning. I got a ton of stuff I didn't get to the last few days. Let's get to it now. Apparently, it's getting more popular now. People in Sweden are getting microchips planted in their hands to replace their credit cards. You know, that would prevent a lot of stealing if you did that. But what if you just waved hi to somebody in front of a credit card machine and you bought something you didn't know you were buying? You know, hi, how you doing? You waved your hand and now you own it. If you can get away with this and there would be no consequences, would you punch your boss in the face? I don't think so. I don't hate him. Or her, in this case. There's a new survey. 73% of men said no. 27% said yes. People really want to punch their coworkers in the face, though. 51% of men said if there were no consequences, if they can get away with it, they'd punch a coworker in the face. That means the majority of men want to punch a coworker when they get to work. I don't think I dislike anybody that much. I don't think I'd want to punch them. All right. If you won the lottery, would you keep on working? Everybody says they would. I think I would. Well, it depends how much. All right. 51% of Americans say yes, they'd keep working. And 30% would stay at their current job. Of the people who would quit if they won the lottery, 3% said they'd go out in a blaze of glory and yell at their boss. Why do people want to punch and yell at their bosses? Are they that bad? You wouldn't think so. All right, we found out a bunch of celebrities and their real names. Patricia Andrzejewski. I think she had to change her name because that name is spelled A-N-D-R-Z-E-J-E-W-S-K-I. Anyway, Patricia Andrzejewski is Pat Benatar. Probably just as well. Cornelius Chase. You might be able to guess that one. That's Chevy Chase. Cornelius. I didn't know people still name their kids Cornelius. Stephen Tallarico. This one I happen to know. Stephen Tallarico is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Catherine Hudson. I don't think you'll get this one. That's Katy Perry. This one I knew. Mark Vincent, which is a great name. Mark Vincent. Real tough name, but it's not tougher than Vin Diesel. You know, I told somebody this once before when I found out his name was Mark Vincent. And they said, that's Vin Diesel's real name? I said, what'd you think? He was married to, you know, Edna and Harry Diesel? I mean, did you really think that was his real name? All right, we got Eric Bishop, which is also a good name. But it's not as good as Jamie Foxx. Tara Patrick. Now, this woman just legally changed her name the other day. Carmen Electra. That's her real legal name now, Carmen Electra. You didn't think it was Mr. and Mrs. Electra, did you? Karen Johnson. This I knew. Karen Johnson. That's Whoopi Goldberg. People say, really? Whoopi Goldberg? Did you really think her name was Whoopi? That somebody named their kid Whoopi? Declan McManus. Declan McManus. I can't. What's Declan? D-E-C-L-A-N. That's Elvis Costello, by the way. And Andrew Bullock. Now, this I knew because I saw the movie based on her life, and I found out. Anna Bullock is Tina Turner. Yeah, well, Turner's a married name because she was married to Ike Turner. So that's where she got that name from. Well, that's kind of interesting, I thought. All right. Coming up, we're going to tell you how you can get a pair of tickets to go see the Bucks take on the Celtics, kind of the VIP treatment. And that's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Radio. Speaking about the Bucks, they'll play Chicago tonight. And they'll be in Chicago to play the Bulls at 8:30 on WRJN Radio. Increasing clouds today, highs near 46, cloudy tonight, lows 35. Sunshine all weekend long. And get ready because Monday I hear rain's in the forecast, but enjoy the weekend while you can. Sunny, highs near 52 tomorrow, sunny on Sunday with a high near 61. Now you say, well, winter's over, right? I said that the other day when it was 66. And then the next day I was scraping the ice and snow off my windshield, so you never know. 6:58 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Rick Teller is going to be in just a moment. He's deputy chief of the Racine Police Department, and we're going to talk about those tickets and where the money will be going when you bid on them. It's real simple to bid on this. Even I figured it out, so a toddler can probably do it. So that's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Radio.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune in Friday. Devil's Advocates, we air the grievances. You could air yours each weekday right here across the Civic Media Network, 4 to 6 p.m.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.